And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Let's get some additional perspective on the president's stimulus plan and if, in fact, it has the necessary components to boost jobs here in the U.S. and if that's something government can even do at this point. To talk about that, I'm joined by Dr. Charles Ballard, economics professor at Michigan State University. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ballard.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
So this is a $447 billion bill with spending and cuts included. Before we get to the fine details, considering our country's over 9% unemployment rate, do you consider a bill this size to be significant enough to have a real impact on our unemployment rate?
Yes, I think it will. I think we should be clear that there's no plan that anybody has that is likely to magically create 6 million jobs. It will take time to get back some of the ground that we've lost in employment since the financial crisis 3 years ago. But I think this is a big step in the right direction because the country right now is sort of close to tipping back into a recession. I think that this will be sufficient to push us forward. I've been reading what other economists have been saying. Some are saying that they expect that this will help create about 1 million jobs. Mark Zandi of Moody's is more optimistic. He thinks closer to 2 million jobs. But that's sort of the ballpark of a lot of the estimates.
When it comes to all the different components, the tax breaks and the incentives and the projects that the president is proposing, is there one in particular that you view as a very key part in promoting job creation?
Well, they each have their own role. I sort of like this approach where there are different facets to the program. It's not just putting all of your eggs in one basket. Part of it is tax cuts. Some of those are general tax cuts to payroll taxes. Some are targeted at specific groups, like there's a tax credit if a company hires somebody who's been out of work for more than 6 months, also if they hire an unemployed veteran. So those tax cuts are an important part of the picture, maybe the biggest part of the picture, but also on the spending side, you've got greater support for infrastructure.
The president is proposing $50 billion in immediate funding for highways, transit, rail, and aviation, although isn't that likely to face enormous resistance from House Republicans who ultimately say we shouldn't be adding to our spending at all?
I think there will be a lot of Republicans in the House who will object to that. You know, unfortunately, the current atmosphere is so hyper-partisan, there are probably some of the president's opponents who just won't vote for anything that he proposes. But I was encouraged this morning when I heard Eric Cantor, the House whip, House Minority Leader from Virginia, he sounded somewhat cooperative and somewhat conciliatory. The president has proposed a lot of things that will be difficult for some Republicans to vote against. For instance, it's really hard for anybody to say, I'm against tax credits for hiring unemployed veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that we can get action on this.
Well, that particular part of the plan seems like it should have been incorporated into our strategy years ago. I mean, why don't we have this already in place, a structure where companies get nothing but credit for simply hiring unemployed workers?
Well, I think that's been in the policy discussions for a long time. The question is, you know, exactly which levers do you pull on? And so I think we're going to continue to experiment with different ways of addressing this.
I'm talking to Michigan State University economics professor Dr. Charles Ballard. Another part of his plan, the president's plan, is to extend unemployment benefits. Some people feel that we've already done that too much. I think with the federal unemployment benefits, it's 99 weeks or so. How do you view that as a component to an economic comeback plan? Is that an important part of it, or can we live without more unemployment benefits?
Well, the nation as a whole will surely survive one way or the other, but, you know, there are a lot of individuals who are in very perilous financial shape themselves because of being out of work. And so I am in favor of further extension. We would love to have a situation where the private economy was producing enough jobs that everybody had a job, but that's not happening. And there, one of the criticisms of unemployment benefits is, well, it dulls the incentive for people to look for work, and that is true to an extent. But I think we need to also remember there are a lot of people who have been looking very hard for work and have been unable to find it because the financial crisis of 3 years ago just did such profound damage to the economy, and it's still coming back only very slowly.
Well, that certainly is very different than our approach here in Michigan, where we actually reduced the state unemployment benefits by 6 weeks, now just to 20 weeks of unemployment benefits. Were you against that move also?
Yeah, I thought that was unnecessary and actually moving in the wrong direction. And that actually fits with a bunch of things that not only in Michigan but in other states have been happening. While the federal government has tried to stimulate the economy, we've had this fairly large retrenchment at the state and local level. The number of public employees at the state and local level, mostly, is down by well over 400,000. And the private sector has added jobs, like 2.5 million since things bottomed out. But if you lay off 500,000 public sector employees, that does add to unemployment. After all, if a teacher or a firefighter is laid off, that adds to the unemployment rate every bit as much as if a private sector construction worker is laid off.
This perception, tell me if this is true then, that we see corporations now making record profits, yet they're not hiring. Is that happening, and what's behind that dynamic?
That is a very troubling thing. It's true that a lot of corporations are awash in cash, have billions of dollars sitting in the bank. I think the most charitable interpretation is that the corporate managers are still very uncertain. They got really scared. I mean, the whole private sector was really almost overcome with fear in the aftermath of September 15th, 2008, when Lehman Brothers went down, and then by the end of that week, the entire financial system was teetering on the brink of systemic collapse. And what we've gone is from sort of 5-6 years ago, a go-go mentality where banks were lending to almost anybody and businesses were just making all sorts of investments. Now, it's almost the opposite end of the spectrum. Banks are very leery about lending. Companies are very, very scared about making investments.
Republicans point to the president's previous stimulus plan. They say it fell flat. Democrats say it may have saved us from a depression. How do you view its impact?
I'm closer to the latter interpretation. Certainly, I don't think that there are many reputable economists who can look at the data and say that that previous attempt had no effect. And that includes some fairly conservative economists, some of whom I know personally. There are a lot of estimates out there. Alan Blinder, a Princeton University economist, is author of a study where he says it created a couple of million jobs. What it did was it didn't completely fix the situation, but it kept it from getting a whole lot worse. And I think that's the perceptual problem that President Obama has. Because all of our problems haven't been solved, his opponents are able to say, well, look, it didn't work. The appropriate comparison is, how did it do relative to what would have happened if you hadn't done it? And if it hadn't been done, I think national unemployment rate would have gotten probably to 12 or 13% instead of topping out around 10. In Michigan, it would have been much worse. So I believe that those actions of almost 3 years ago really had a very beneficial effect, and I don't think they're given nearly as much credit as they should be.
One last question. When it comes to hiring, I mean, we've got this global economy. Corporations can hire employees from all over the world, and now they do, and that's one of the reasons we're seeing such a hard time of growing jobs here in America. Do you think these types of tax incentives for hiring unemployed workers is going to be enough to convince a corporation to hire Americans versus workers from other countries where they can pay them a substantially smaller salary?
Well, all these decisions are made at the margin. And so I don't believe that this or any other policy initiative by itself would prevent American companies from hiring overseas. But I think this pushes in the right direction, and it tilts the balance in a way that those companies would be more likely to hire an American worker. And so I think that's a big move in the right direction.
Michigan State University economics professor Dr. Charles Ballard, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me on the program. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.